Mainframe LLC presents Dawn Shard by Brandon Sanderson. Read for you by Michael Kramer and Kate Redding. For Kathleen Dorsey Sanderson, who is the person I know that best deserves her own Larkin. For now, her cats will have to do. Acknowledgements. I feel especially appreciative with this book, which was supported by the community directly. For those who don't know, this book was produced as a result of a successful Kickstarter campaign for The Way of Kings Leatherbound. So the first acknowledgement is to all of you. Thank you for your active enthusiasm for this series, which I always thought would be too strange and too enormous to be popular. Putting Dawn Shard together at the speed we did required a lot of work and time from many people. At their forefront is the indefatigable Peter Ahlstrom, editorial director at my company and primary editor of this volume. In addition, Karen Ahlstrom, continuity editor, did a lot of great work helping with the intricacies of this book's timeline. Christina Kugler was our line editor on this book, and she was fantastic as always. Christy S. Gilbert at Loose Leaf Editorial and Production did her usual great job with layout and copy fitting for the printed book. The cover illustration and design were done by Ben McSweeney and Isaac Stewart, with Isaac Stewart acting as art director and Ben providing the illustrations, including the icons at the heads of chapters. The writing group for this book was Kaylin Zobel, Ben Oldson, Alan Layton, Ethan Skarsted, Kathleen Dorsey Sanderson, Eric James Stone, Darcy Stone, Peter Ahlstrom, and Karen Ahlstrom. Of special note for this book, we had a group of accessibility and paraplegia experts who gave me a ton of great feedback, leading to not just a better book in their specific area of expertise, but a more engaging and interesting book overall. They include Eliza Stoffer, Chana O'Shira Block, Whitney Sybil, Sam Lytle, and Toby Cole. Our beta reader team included Alice Arneson, Richard Fife, Darcy Cole, Christina Goodman, Dina Whitney, Ravi Pearsad, Paige Vest, Trey Cooper, Drew McCaffrey, Bao Pham, Lindsay Lynn Luther, Eric Lake, Brian T. Hill, Nikki Ramsey, Paige Phillips, Leah Zine, Sam Lytle, Jessica Ashcraft, Ian McNatt, Mark Lindberg, Jesse Bell, David Behrens, Whitney Sybil, Chana O'Shira Block, Nathan Goodrich, Marnie Peterson, Eliza Stoffer, and Toby Cole. Gamma readers included many of the beta readers, plus Aaron Ford, Frankie Jerome, Shannon Nelson, Linnea Lindstrom, Sam Baskin, Ross Newberry, Evgeny Argent Kirilov, Jennifer Neal, Tim Chandler, Ted Herman, Chris McGrath, Glenn Vogelaar, Poonam Desai, Todd H. Singer, Suzanne Musen, Gary Singer, Christopher Cottingham, Joshua Harkey, Donita Orders, Robert West, and Linting Botanica Thu. It should be noted that many of them, after just having finished the Beta Gamma for Rhythm of War, went right into this book in order to get it done on time. I sincerely appreciate their wisdom, thoughtful feedback, and effort. Prologue. Nothing could compete with the experience of dangling from the rigging tens of feet in the air, fresh sea air in your face, while looking across an infinite plain of shimmering blue water. The vast ocean was an open roadway, an individual invitation to explore. People feared the sea, but Yalb had never understood that. The sea was so open, so welcoming. Pay her a little respect and she would carry you anywhere you wish to go. She'd even feed you along the way and lull you to sleep with her songs at night. He took a deep, full breath, tasting the salt, watching Windspren dance past, and grinned ear to ear. Yes, nothing could compare to these moments.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?